Chapter 6. The Treehouse. Time passes. It's hot on the beach, and the tent is small and uncomfortable. One day, Mrs. Robinson finds a scorpion under her sheet. She's very frightened.
Help! It's a scorpion! This is terrible, says Mrs. Robinson. I can't live in a tent anymore. We must build the house now.
Let's build it near the forest, says Jack.
Yes, I want to live near the coconuts and sugar cane, shouts Francis.
We can move our things to the forest and begin to build a house, says Fritz. The donkey is strong. He can help us move our things.
The family goes to the forest to find a place for their house.
Look at those trees, says Fritz. They're very big and strong. We can build a tree house there.
Yes, we'll be safe from wild animals and scorpions there.
Ernest climbs the tree.
It's incredible here, he says. I can see all the way to the sea. There's space for a big tree house here.
This place is perfect, says Fritz. It's safe and it's cool. It's near the fruit trees and our animals can live under the trees.
Good idea, says Mr. Robinson. We'll build the house tomorrow.
Wait, says Mrs. Robinson. How can I climb to the top of a tree every day?
Don't worry, Mother, says Jack. We've got a rope ladder now.
They start to build the house the next day. First, they make a platform and then they build walls with the wood from the ship. Mr. Robinson makes a roof from branches. Everybody helps. And they work all day. Finally, they've got a house. Francis brings the rope ladder.
We can use this to climb to the tree house,
he says with a smile.
But how will we take the beds up there?
Asks Jack.
We'll tie some rope around them and pull them up, says Ernest.
Come on, let's try it.
Mrs. Robinson climbs the ladder to see her new house.
Bravo! She says. Now we'll be safe and dry during the winter. We can build a barn for the animals too.